uptime.
Sunshine, lollipops, and roses. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn, winners already.
Winners.
In the Thursday, May 26th contest as to who will be the winners, who will be successful. As you know, 80% of success, Jennifer, is just showing up. So if you want to improve your life, show up. Once you're sure you're on the right road, the road to success, there's no need to plan your journey too far ahead. You go kind of day by day because you never know what's going to jump in front of you, jump out from behind the bushes, and affect what's going on. And so those people who are fearful, those people who worry, those people who wonder about whether or not the day is going to be a good day, you have the control. You take a step at a time. One, two, three, four, five, and so forth. You don't need to know all the answers. Who's going to, if you're a car dealer today, you know how many cars you're going to sell?
Ten.
You can say you want to sell 10 and then set yourself about the business of selling 10. That's very good, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Set a goal, have the courage to begin, and to follow through. You will never get to the finish line if you don't start. And so starting with a goal of 10 is superb, Jennifer. I'm proud of you. I salute you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Jennifer Horn. Here you can see pictures of her at DougSteffen.com. Can't see video of her because she doesn't want to be on the video because she's worried about how she looks.
No, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm wearing right now?
What are you wearing, Jen?
A purple fuzzy bathrobe.
Oh, very nice. You see what I'm wearing? I'm wearing a brownish sort of farm. This is an elegant farm shirt.
Yeah, nice.
Some people would think that. So the big deals of the day today, let's see here. We have three or four things, continuing really horrible weather in the Mid-South and the ramifications of that, the end of Oprah and the end of American Idol for this season. Those are some of the things that we're following for you. DougSteffen.com, we will hear on the program. The business of what has been going on in the real world, however, continues to, and I say this because Oprah is not the real world, and American Idol is not the real world, and you can argue about the politics and things that are going on, the back and forth of what Ed Schultz says about Laura Ingraham, and is that the real world? I don't think that's the real. I think the real world is what has happened in the last 24 hours in Arizona. This is yesterday on the program, and I forget which hour it was, Jennifer, I brought up the fact that there were two trailer loads, 514 people from various parts of the world that had been brought across the border in this past week, or at least the attempt was to get them across the border. They didn't succeed. Excuse me. Now comes word that authorities in Arizona arrested three employees of Joe Arpaio.
Ooh.
Joe is the sheriff that everybody loves to love.
Yeah, it makes the prisoners wear pink and stuff like that. Live in tents.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. So now, whether or not you think that Joe is involved in this or the bad guy or is he culpable, the news media will make him same because there are people who have been arrested who work for him. And they were accused of aiding human traffickers and drug smugglers. So three of his people are involved in corrupt activities. There were 12 people arrested this week. The most prominent were this deputy and the detention officers. The sheriff, the deputy, would provide information, and this is Arpaio explaining at a news conference yesterday what was going on. The sheriff, deputy sheriff, provides information and gives the drug and traffickers the way through, shows them where the holes are. This guy's name is Alfredo Navarrete. He's the deputy.
Mm-hmm.
Been a member of a unit targeting human smuggling. So he was on the unit trying to get to the bottom or to stop this, and yet he's the one who's contributing to it. Charged with felony, connection to human smuggling, money laundering, and being in a crime syndicate. Arpaio said, quote, he admitted actually going to our command center to get info to pass along to the drug traffickers. He said authorities found two illegal immigrants in his home.
Wow.
The guy's got two of these people
dashed
that he's
away.
Brought into his own home. And he was collecting, when they caught him, a $16,000 bribe.
That's Kahanga's, man.
Wow.
How do you like them apples? So there are people who will make Arpaio out to be the bad guy here. Not the case from what I can see. There are going to be bad apples. Now, maybe he can be criticized for hiring somebody or not knowing better who he's hiring, or you can't tell whether people are crooked or not. Apparently somebody figured out something, otherwise they wouldn't have been watching this fellow in the first place, whether it was Joe or not.
That's a big area. It's not like some small town sheriff's department.
No. But cojones, is that the right word for that?
Yeah, cojones. Cojones.
Yes.
Cojones.
Isn't it weird? You never know what your employees are doing at home or what the employee.
I know what you're doing at home because you're at home right now. Yeah. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm kind of boring.
Okay. So anyway, I find these sorts of things to be as compelling as anything else that's going on, mostly because nobody will talk much about this. It'll be under the screen. It'll be Paul Ryan and the winner of the election up in New York State and how the Democrats are going to take this, because there was an ad. Did you see the ad? The people that were
scare.
Well, the woman who won, I forget what her name is, ran ads in her campaign showing an old person being pushed off of a cliff in a
wheelchair.
This is what you face. And plus the fact that Republicans look bad because so many of them are sexually corrupt. And they just continue, you know, if anything makes the Republicans vulnerable, it's that kind of stuff. Is a Democrat immune from it? No, but they don't seem to be. If they're doing anything yet, they're smarter than the Republicans because they aren't getting caught. So in this,
I never got caught.
Yeah.
Never.
He, by the way, said something about that wasn't the budget necessarily that had them win. And this is. But the news media has so gleefully played into, here's what's going to happen. Republicans better look out. It's just, the reason I'm talking about it is because it's so silly. It's one of those silly, silly, silly things. And whether or not the big story is this thing with Arpaio, it's an interesting side story that gets dislodged because, again, the headlines are, this woman dislodges the Republicans, they'll lose now. And yet this is a more interesting and important story.
Do you realize how long we've been talking about Arpaio?
Long time. He's an
a
old
long
dude.
Time.
He's an old dude, too.
This guy has been shaking it up for years.
So why aren't you playing that song then, Richie? Shake it up.
Oh, the car.
Yeah, right.
I'll give it to Arpaio.
If you were really on the ball, Richie, that's what you'd be playing right now. The other people who are sharp in the media would be doing. You have embarrassed me and my family on the radio here because you suggested.
Listen, Rain Man, every time a thought comes into your mind and a song comes out of your mouth, doesn't mean that we all have to follow along
in
your
ADD. Boom, 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 boom. Shake it up. I'm not as good as the Cars. By the way, who's the
They're
elite?
On tour, and I just missed them.
Wow, shucks.
Can you imagine that? They just
Terrible.
Came to D.C., and
awful.
All new stuff.
New stuff? I don't want to hear their new stuff. I want to hear their old stuff. I want to hear the hits.
They said, don't count on us coming out here dragging out these old hits.
I'm not going to any more of the concerts for these groups if they don't play the hits. I want to hear the hits. I don't know about the new stuff. Hits! Give me the hits!
I want to see the Cars.
Yeah.
Nah.
What's the name of the lead singer? 800-510-8255. Lead singer of the Cars. A greater Boston resident lives with his very attractive wife.
Very attractive wife,
Very,
he actually looks better now that he's older than he did when he was young.
He looked like he was on a few things.
Not a good looking guy.
No.
But, one of the cool things that they did was one of the members died.
Yeah.
And they said,
that was cool.
We couldn't
that was
ever.
Cool when somebody dies.
We couldn't ever imagine replacing him.
Uh-huh. So they didn't. No. I could have replaced him.
You could have.
800-510-8255. It's like you, Richie. Nobody could ever replace you. Jennifer,
Aww.
No one could ever replace you.
They could actually do better. Right. Nobody could do this well, job quite the way I
did. They can't replace you, but they could be a heck of a lot better.
Focused on the replacement. I just said nobody could replace you.
Yeah.
800, somebody answer the phone, will you please? 800-510-8255. Lead singer of the Cars, what's his name? We all know how important it is to take our vitamins. Jennifer takes them every day like a good girl. Richie takes his every day like a good boy. And it's important to eat well as well. And since our MetaFast diet has become the bellwether of losing weight for all of us here, we have been thinking more about what we're eating, and we then are concerned about our body. Now, you've been through all of this, Jennifer. You want to know whether you've seen the weight go away, but what's going on inside your body? That's the outside. What's going on inside of your body?
How clean is it in there?
How clean is it? Do you have that truly healthy feeling? You know, the old, you've lost that loving feeling. Have you lost that healthy feeling? Even though you've lost weight, you don't feel like you really have what it takes to go forward and be healthy. Here's the way to put all of your guessing aside. You'll go online to thebodybioreport.com and register for your report. Body Bio Report.
I want to do this.
Here's what happens. You get a blood test, or you have them do the blood test. That could be part of it. And then they look at the results. You have the traditional, this is how much you have in cholesterol and triglycerides and the bun report and whatever else they get from testing the blood. And then the folks at Body Bio Report will examine further so that you are going to know after you get your report what you need to be eating more of, what supplements you need to be taking, and maybe more importantly, what prescription drugs or supplements you don't need to be taking. If you have discomfort, the blood report will tell why more often than not. You got aches and pains and those sorts of things. If you get headaches all the time, why do you get them? It's usually caused by simple deficiencies in your blood. You're missing nutrients that your body needs to function at its best. That's why you need to go to thebodybioreport.com and figure out how to balance what's in your body. You'll be healthier. You'll feel better all the way around. This is a wonderful way, a smart way to stay healthy and happy. And in order to get the Body Bio Report, go to bodybioreport.com. Enter the code Dr. Ken. You'll save 20% on the order for the work. That's bodybioreport.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999. Or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional, only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999. And a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Andro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
800-510-TALK. John, who's the lead singer of the Cars?
I think it's Sting, isn't it?
No.
Yeah.
Verna, who's the lead singer of the Cars?
Rick Ocasek.
Rick.
Yeah.
Ocasek.
John, you were thinking of the Police.
Yes, the Police was Sting. All right, and they put them together. We know the name of the group, Richie.
The Police
is.
Cars.
The Police Cars.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Everybody, Doug Steffen here with an invitation to come into the Pal Talk chat room for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're on the air live from 5 until 10 every weekday morning. We talk about the issues of the day. We have fun with the issues of the day. A lot of the ladies and gentlemen are on this program. It's a very unique sound, as a matter of fact. Doug Steffen Good Day program. The program, this hour of the program, plays live every night via the internet on WSRadio.com. 8 o'clock is the Pacific time, Jennifer. 8 o'clock, that's when you should be in bed.
I know, I can listen to us and go to sleep.
And go to sleep. A very nice thing to do. WSRadio.com.
I sleep through all the shows, so it's kind of fitting then,
Jennifer. Yeah, exactly.
It works out.
Works well. All right, so we're talking a little bit here about the situation with Arpaio and the fellow that got arrested working
for
him.
Sheriff Joe.
So here's another reality check. All right? Yesterday, the fighting among rival drug gangs in western Mexico killed 28 people on a highway. 700 people in homes around where this shooting took place were huddled in their homes, afraid because they could hear and see what was going on out in the street. The neighborhoods, these villages, where there are no police, no federales, nothing, they become battlegrounds between the various drug lords, and people that are just driving down the highway get killed.
Mm.
It's like a bad movie.
So the 28 people killed were not gang members.
Apparently not all of them. A few of them were, but most of them were citizens. They were confronted by or just there as these armed men are shooting it out. There were citizens
who were trying, some of them had guns and they were shooting back at these guys. So here's the scenario. Picture this. Close your eyes unless you're driving. Or just think about a movie scene. The bad guys are shooting at each other, and the residents in the town, trying to get them all out of town, are shooting at whoever is shooting at each other.
Wow.
So not only are the bad guys shooting at each other, but they're shooting at the people who are shooting at them who aren't bad guys. So what kind of chaos is this? Mexico, you think America's in bad shape. And all of this because you use drugs.
Yeah.
That's really what it all boils down to.
Yeah, I was just about to have a Mexico is out of control, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Yeah, but really,
yep.
It is out
of control.
This is the same old argument.
Yep.
Terrorists are funded largely in part by drugs.
Yep. Drug use, yeah.
Okay. Mexican cartels are funded wholly by drugs.
Mm-hmm. By your usage of drugs.
Yeah, because you can't stop... Drink a beer, dude. I mean,
it takes more, but it's okay.
Anheuser-Busch ain't killing anybody.
It's been a long time since Al Pacino.
Yeah.
What's his face? Was he shooting things up in Chicago? Al Capone has gone. That was the day when they shot up people because of alcohol.
Were those guys Nazis back then?
Yeah. But they were doing the same thing. It was only alcohol instead of. Drugs. Make the stuff legal and you don't have these sorts of things going on. People will die, but it's an educational process then to keep them and their offspring and others that they care about away from drugs. But this stuff is craziness, more than craziness. My God, 28 people dead for what? 28 after.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom. To pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right. Save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
If there's a few hungry tummies on the patio, it's a summer party.
Sam's Club member Christy Fowler.
Thanks, sodas, snacks. Sam's Club is ready with everything, so I'm ready for anything.
From hand-cut meats to fresh produce, simple summer meals to easy entertaining ideas, Sam's Club has the highest quality at low members-only prices. Not a member? Join now through June 5th. Get 10 weeks of savings for just $10.
Whoops, gotta go.
10 weeks, just $10. Only at Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Hey, this is Pete from the Sears Blue Automotive Crew. With summer just around the corner, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road. So we're throwing our once-a-year Savetacular this Memorial Day weekend at the Sears Auto Center. Through Tuesday, save on everything in automotive. That's right, save on everything we have. If we sell it, you save on it. All accessories are on sale, including batteries. Save on tires, too. Every brand and every size. The Savetacular also includes all maintenance and repairs. We even have special financing available. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thursday, 5:26, 11, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. American Idol, Scotty won our poll today. Best thing about American Idol last night was A, Lauren and Carrie Underwood, B, Scotty and Tim McGraw, that'll be what Jennifer picks, C, Haley with Tony Bennett, D, Reeve with U2, that's why.
Yeah.
Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Steven Tyler.
Pretty star-studded finale.
Yeah, you know, I TiVo'd it, and I didn't get to watch because we were out and running around last night. And then I heard that U2 was on. I heard Steven Tyler did Dream On. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Wow, he's out. So it's now back to the focus of what we were on a few minutes ago. Crime, corruption, where it starts, the drugs, et cetera, cost to society, crime in general. Now, some people think that there are varying degrees of crime, and I wonder whether or not you agree. Is a crime no matter what it is? The law is the law, whether it's a serious law or whether it's not such a serious law. How, where do you draw the line, and is it a line that is drawn in the sand, or is it a line that's hard and fast? And I bring to you a circumstance that maybe is worth consideration, something else that happened this week. This time is New York City, where this is pretty much a plain, ordinary drunken driving case. 4 years ago, a red 1988 Oldsmobile, driven by a beer-imbibing man, collides with a 2002 Chevrolet Suburban. The arresting officer on the stand in court yesterday for cross-examination. This ought to be an L.A. law. But this is real. This is really, but you can picture it because we all see so many of these shows. I watched L.A. Law last night, or Law & Order L.A. I think that's I really am sorry that's going away. It's a pretty good show. Anyway, so the police officer is being questioned about fixing tickets. Female officer, question, did you feel it was all right that her union delegate told her that a ticket for her boyfriend's cousin would be destroyed
or another officer perhaps persuaded to falsify testimony? That's the question being asked of the police officer, Julia Goris. She said, yes, sir. And did she feel it was her right as an officer to get tickets fixed? Quote, it's a courtesy that's given from an officer one to another. So,
courtesy.
A courtesy.
Quote.
We've all had this done, have we not? Have you had it done, Richie?
The courtesy?
No. Have you had a, you have a brother who's a police officer.
Yep.
And has he ever fixed a ticket for you?
Absolutely. Well, no. He's never fixed a ticket for me. He is.
He talked to somebody about fixing a ticket for you.
I hand the officer the cell phone and I say, talk to my brother, Officer Ron.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, you guys
sure.
Stink. I have never had a courtesy done, if you want the truth from me, Dougie.
All right. Is that crime? You're involved in a crime wave, Richie.
I'll admit it.
Yeah.
Richie's a criminal.
Let me tell you something. That's on the lower spectrum of the things that I've gotten away with. So,
wow. Okay. So what about this? There is evidence being heard in New York about a wide-ranging investigation on ticket fixing and how much officers are being paid off. This is the same thing, by the way, as we discussed in the last half hour about police corruption. Now, it's a different scenario, but it's the same thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. If you didn't hear the conversation, Joe Arpaio's deputy is collecting bribes from those who are bringing illegals across and also the drug cartels to give them an open window to get into the country with their drugs or with the illegals. So how is that any different, it's corruption, than these police officers in New York and in your community who are fixing tickets?
See, the law is not black and white in most cases, but that's just bad.
Well, let's clarify here, though.
Richie's a criminal.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Let's clarify, all right? Mm-hmm. There is a difference between...
No, wait a minute. The word is justify, not clarify. You're going to try to justify.
No, I'm going to clarify.
Yeah, no, no. You're going to justify.
No.
I'll be the judge. Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Judge Jenny. The new TV show.
Right.
It's time for the Judge Jenny show.
Hey, she's taking a break. I have a new career.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Bruce.
All right. After a ticket has been issued, then you really are fixing a ticket.
Yeah.
If the ticket has never been issued.
Here's it. So
no,
your brother talks to
Colin. Justification. Judge Jenny says justification.
No.
Is he guilty, Jennifer?
Regardless of whether they've given you a ticket or not.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever been pulled over and then not issued a ticket, just a warning?
Never.
She shows them her girls.
I swear.
What a load.
They see me, they're like, oh, sucker, she's not going to fight
the difference,
this one.
What's the difference between me having someone validate or call on my behalf.
Just get nervous, Jennifer.
And you, when the cop is walking up and you see him in your rearview mirror, just making sure that top button is a little bit loose.
Oh, stop. You know what? As much as we joke about it, I don't do that, Rich.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I'm nice and friendly, but I still get a ticket.
What is defined nice and friendly?
You've been pulled over on the side of the 405, and you've seen that cop coming up in your rearview mirror, and you just let that top button loose, and you say, hi, officer. Was I doing something
and
wrong?
And you're leaning over and looking at him so he can see.
I've never done such a thing.
Load. Terrible.
Never. I even have a friend who gave me his cop number and said that if I ever get pulled over, I can use that.
Oh, that's another one. I had a cop friend of mine give me give me his business card. And he said, if you ever get pulled over, use this. Well, sure enough, I used it. And when the cop looked at the card, he said, I'll be taking that get-out-of-jail-free pass now.
Yeah.
He took the business card with him. He's like, you won't use this again.
You know what's funny? My dad had a police officer friend who gave him a CHP jacket, like an authentic one that you have to have from the CHP. Mm. He will not drive without it, even when it's 150 degrees.
Your father wears that jacket?
He doesn't wear it, but he drapes it over the back seat.
Oh,
it is the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's like his security blanket to drive.
I'm going to go get Michael. And there's something that I carry with me. It's on my desk. Michael's going down to my desk to get it now. And it's a, you know these, what do they call them, the coins, the honor coins or whatever it is? A lot of people in the military trade them. Like if you're in a certain department of the Defense Department or the military, you get these coins. And
what do
I carry
you do
it
if
with
the
me
cop
all the time.
Pulls you over?
The story's not over yet.
Could you hold this while I'm fighting my ID officer?
Here's the rest of the reason we're talking about this is because.
Oh, and the other thing is
Richie, we got it. Hold on. Let me finish the story.
But they have these little things you put on the tag.
You talk about me and ADD and being a Rain Man. But right. I got to get one more word in.
Hey, Dudley, can you see this coin?
I'm not looking at the video. Okay. I'm busy looking at important things that help me tell the story. All right, let me finish the story. So we're talking about ticket fixing. The lady says, yeah, I get the tickets fixed. Now, the reason is because they were fixing this guy. His name is Lopresti. And he had been in trouble before. Now, how many times have we talked here about people who continually get caught drunk driving and they are put back out on the highway?
That's annoying
they
awful.
Keep a lot of them, right? Mm-hmm. So this is a look into that, starting with fixing the ticket and then going further into it and how deeply these sorts of things go down into the system. This guy had been arrested in December of 2006 for colliding head on with another Suburban. Same scenario, basically, except he hit the car this time in the side, the last time he hit him head on. And he was released by the judge and given a very strong warning. Okay, so what did that do? Nothing. So now he realizes that this is a record, so he calls in, as Richie was talking about, a few favors. He had a strong smell of alcohol, but he wants to, okay, so everybody knows this in the trial. But he wants the ticket taken care of before it goes to trial. So the trial really isn't about this guy and his drinking. The trial is about the system and how corrupt it is. That's really what the trial is about. Because you know as well as I do that over and over and over again, these people are let back on the street. So this is an examination into how that happens. There are a number of different ways that it happens, but this is one of the ways. You fix the ticket.
Yeah, once a ticket's been issued, man, then the fix is in.
Yeah. All right. So are you finished now, or you want to show us something?
I showed my
Rain Man
camera.
2.
You don't need to see it.
Rain Man 2.
I don't care what you say. Yeah,
it's Rain Man 2.
It must be contagious.
We've got Judge Jenny and the Rain Man.
Right. Sounds like a singing group.
I know.
Right? Let's see if Okasic is free from the cars. We can put him onto this. It's new and better stuff. All right. So anyway, just food for thought as we work our way through our various and sundry positions in life. The whole business about crime, though, you know, whether it's serious crime or whether it's you know, this is not serious crime, but that it has a goal. The suffering and lives lost in terms of productivity, this is how the actuarials and the insurance companies put this stuff together. So let's say this accident had been worse. You know how many people get killed by drunk drivers? And unfortunately, the statistics to put the two stories together, there are more people killed by drunk illegals in America than people who are drunk and who are citizens of America. Did you know that? Statistically, more people are killed in head-ons with the other car being driven by a drunk illegal.
I don't know if that's true.
We can find it hard to believe as much as you want to.
Hold up the piece of paper that you're reading with that fact.
I'm not actually. That's a fact that's in my head.
Okay.
I am looking at a research summary, however, of the suffering and years of life lost studies that are done every year. $170 billion a year in the form of people who are killed, who don't live out the rest of their lives. And what's lost for the families? $170 billion a year in lost
productivity. I heard a story the other day where a guy killed somebody in a drunk driving accident who was illegal, who apparently got out of, was arrested 3 or 4 weeks before that and was released because the national fingerprint records have a gaping hole in them for like a year that they can't account for, that they're lost. Yeah. So when they ran this guy's prints, he didn't show up in the system.
Mm.
And so they let him go. They said, okay, you know, no priors or anything. All right, here you're on bail, whatever. And then he goes out a few weeks later, drinks, kills somebody, and he's not in this country illegally. Or not in the country legally. So apparently there is an overhaul of the fingerprint, the national fingerprint system going on right now where it's getting $10 billion or something like that.
All right, so now we're talking about billions of dollars. The other number I want you to keep in mind, although it's hard to even imagine these numbers, the criminal justice system and the penal system. You know, yesterday we were talking about how state of California and other states are going to have to let prisoners out because they're overcrowded, all the jails are overcrowded. And my suggestion that we look at all of these things because there are people in jail costing you and me tons of dough. I didn't know until late yesterday what the number actually was. The public, you and me, spend on the criminal justice system annually somewhere between $65 and $90 billion between the local, state, and federal court systems, the systems that are arresting the people who are guilty of crimes or charging them with them, and what it costs to put them away or to monitor them, somewhere between $65 and $90 billion a year. Is that crazy?
Wow.
Or what? Mm-hmm. There's some more food for thought. Dr. Ken will have some food for thought for you just a moment here on Good Day.
Make a savings getaway at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Save 25 to 50% throughout the store. Swimwear for him and her, 25 to 50% off. Summer sandals, $34.99 to $69.99. Men's polos, $14.99. And 50% plus an extra 10% off luggage. Plus get an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards card or Wild Savings Pass.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right. Save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Cable TV rates
for the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. His visit brought to you in part by the folks who want you to go pain-free, to be pain-free, to get a free salon pause patch. Go to drkenshow.com. Free patches mean freedom from pain, do they not, Dr. Ken?
We're stamping out pain with this amazing first and only, Doug, FDA-approved over-the-counter patch. It's for mild to moderate back joint and muscle pains. Its effectiveness that lasts up to 12 hours. Unlike pills, it does not go through your stomach and go to your entire body. I like this. My patients like it. It's working.
It is the best alternative, the best alternative to pain. Instead of taking all of those pills that you don't tolerate well, Dr. Ken recommends that you go to his website, drkenshow.com, look for the Salon Pause logo, and try this over-the-counter pain patch. Alleviate the pain. Richie's done it. A lot of people here actually have done it. It's good stuff. Salon Pause. All right, so we have interesting news about prostate cancer patients, or how to not become one, I guess would be the way to look at this, Ken.
Well, this is how to not die or have it extend to the rest of your body once you have the diagnosis. This is out of the medical journal Cancer Research, Doug, this week. Prostate cancer patients who take brisk walks on a regular basis, they fare better than those who don't. Brisk walking is defined as 3 miles per hour or faster, and men who engaged in 3 miles per hour per week were more brisk walking than those who didn't. Had the greatest benefits.
All right. I think I understand that.
Just walk 3 miles per hour for three miles per week if you have prostate cancer.
There you go. Even if you don't have prostate cancer, that's a pretty good idea, actually.
It's a good idea.
And that leads us to another item about eating less fat and how that's simply nothing but good for you.
This is great news because so many people have trouble losing weight. They want to cut down the risk of getting diabetes as they get older. But out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week, losing weight may not, Doug, be required to lower a person's risk for diabetes. All you need to do is cut down the fat. And in this diet, the dietitians didn't put them on extremely low-fat diet. It was just 27% of calories, which is very manageable for most of us.
Join Ken's family, Rich's family, Roberta's family, Jennifer's family in getting on the MetaFast diet. It's a good way for you to cut all the things that Ken is talking about and help you lose the weight. Richie's had so much support he's down to his goal. He's going to maintain it.
Yep.
But he really did a great job. And you, Roberta, pretty close to it. Jennifer,
oh, man, getting there
as well. Ken's family. So go to MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115. Use the Dr. Ken code to save money on your MetaFast plan. 800-506-4115. You will lose the weight.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20 or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Technology now is in our focus on the Doug Good Day program at 53 and change after the hour here to make your life better. Why not? Gadgets. We love gadgets. As a matter of fact, we could probably put that to music. Gadgets.
We love gadgets.
We love lots and lots of gadgets. Big ones, little ones, ones you stick in your ear.
I've got them all.
Yes, I'm sure you do, Richie.
I'm a gadget guy.
You're a gadget king.
I am.
All right, so the gadget, is there a show called The Gadget Guru? Must be a show called The Gadget Guru.
There
if
is.
If there's not, there should be. That's
be,
awesome.
Right, exactly. What gadget would most people buy if they were handed $500? You got $500. Do I get to intro this, or you're going to...
No, I'm just going to hear that.
I saw a question recently. If you had $500, what would you buy? A laptop? A Google Chrome laptop? A netbook running Windows? Maybe a smartphone or an Android tablet or an iPad? About 10,000 votes were cast, and the iPad received fully half of them. An Android tablet was the second most popular response with 16% of the vote. Then a cheap, big laptop at 13%. 10% said they wanted a Google laptop known as a Chromebook. 7% said netbook, and just 4% voted for a smartphone. Lessons here? Netbooks are dead. People would much rather have an iPad these days, which means that netbooks were really only popular with mainstream consumers for about a year, until Apple killed them with the iPad. Next, nobody wants to spend big money on a smartphone. We're used to carriers subsidizing our smartphones for two-year contracts, and we don't mind that model. Finally, everyone wants an iPad. I'm Alex Goldfing.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Today's modern man, like you and me, Richie,
today's modern man
should know how to plan a great party.
Yes, you should.
Make yours stand out from all the rest. Put a new twist on the cocktail classics list and make them your own. Here's some ideas as Kendra Johansson shakes it up. Richie, we're back to the shake it up
shake
again.
It up.
Whether it's
in
a game night at home
generation.
Or getting ready for a night out on the town, it's easy to put a unique spin on your next get-together. Mixologist Alex Ott and New Amsterdam Gin show you how to create a standout affair.
It's all about giving the traditional a modern edge. After all, it's not your father's cocktail party. First, get your guests off the couch and in on the fun with a create-your-own cocktail bar. Supply the tools and ingredients and let them do the rest.
To freshen up the drink menu, Ott recreates some of your favorite classic cocktails.
Instead of rum, give the classic daiquiri a new twist with gin. Take 2 ounces New Amsterdam gin, 1.5 ounces simple syrup, 1 ounce of fresh lime juice, and a dash of pineapple juice. Shake it up and strain into an ice-filled glass. Use a pineapple wedge to garnish and serve up the fun. Just be sure to drink responsibly.
For more delicious recipes, log on to Facebook.com/New Amsterdam Gin. That's Lifestyles from New Amsterdam Gin.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at SpeedPass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit SpeedPass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Actually, we're pretty good at that. Did you know this? Have you followed this spy operation that manipulates social media?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah. The military is developing software that will let it secretly manipulate social media sites by using fake online personals to influence network, internet conversations and spread American propaganda. Is that the way for social media to be used? We're hiring
so
people.
So, like in Pakistan, they will become Pakistani Facebook personalities.
Pakistani Franny.
And they will say, oh, this is so great.
Yeah, right. We'll love Americans that way. Brilliant. 50, how about we do the right thing for the right reason? 59 after on Good
propaganda,
Day.
Propaganda, baby.